Morning, church. Laura and I are here to tell you guys about an exciting opportunity we have coming up. We've been told to keep under 5 minutes, so to keep me from rambling on, I've written it down, so I'll read it off of this. Back in February, we visited some old college friends, and particularly a really good friend and mentor of mine, Les Ola. He told us about the Zimmers, missionaries on the island of Yap. Les Ola was recently down on the island of Yap doing some preaching and teaching alongside of Diane and Mark Zimmer. This is their picture of Diane and Mark. While he was down there, Mark told Daco of the great opportunity that he has been having ministering with his sawmill and of his great need to know how to safely fell the trees. Les Ola knew me very well and told Mark about Lauren and I and the possibility of us going down to do some training. Since then, Laura and I have connected with Mark and Diane and have been informed more on the ministry. The Zimmers are church planters on Yap. Mark has also been using sawmills to saw up logs into lumber and then use the lumber to build churches and help restore communities on nearby islands. He's been able to reach people that he had never been able to reach before because of the sawmill operation, including gaining a good relationship with the local chief. When Laura and I Skyped with Mark, we asked him his process of putting the trees in the ground. He had a little bit of technique, but he said in the end, he just cuts and runs. As you can imagine, this is a very dangerous way to cut the trees. When we asked him what we could do to help, he asked us if we could come and train him alongside his assistant pastor and any of the natives that would be interested. When we asked him when he would like us to come, he said this month. That was back in February. Realistically, we decided that we cannot make the trip until the end of November. If you guys are anything like me, I'm very visual, so we asked the Zimmers to send us a couple pictures of what's going on down there. This is Mark and his son Joe, and they're on one of the local islands that had a storm come through, and they're getting ready to help do some of the cleanup there and then to help rebuild stuff. This is the portable saw that they use. They can take it and set it on top of right over wherever the trees hit the ground and saw the logs up right there into the lumber. And this is some of the woods and one of the trees that they're putting on the ground. And this is Mark on the right with the natives and some of the lumber that they are sawing up and getting ready to ship it out. And then this is Mark, and they're working on framing one of the churches that they were helping rebuild. Our goal is to go over to Yap and help train Mark and the local assistant pastor how to safely fell trees while keeping the trees in good shape for sawing into usable lumber so that he can safely continue his mission in reaching the Yapanese.
So you guys might be wondering what I'll be doing while I'm there, and as tempting as it is, I'm not going to become a lumber Jill. I actually plan on jumping in with Diane with anything that she'll be doing that week. My main goal is to be an encouragement to her as she has minimal contact with Christians who she's not heavily pouring into. Diane works hard homeschooling her kids and ministering to the women on the island through baking, meeting with them, and lots of other ways. Even when we Skyped her, she was hosting people in her home, and it was a Sunday morning, and she was baking tons of stuff for the people that were going to be coming to church that day. So I think I'll be plugging in with her in that way. Mark and Diane emphasize in the Skype meetings that there is plenty of work to do there, and while I'm unsure of the specifics of what's going on that week, I'm excited to go and serve alongside of them and encourage them. We've been in touch with a travel agent, and we plan to leave on November 27th and begin our return on December 13th. We plan on spending 2 weeks in Yap and then spending a couple of days in Hawaii on our return.
The Zimmers have graciously opened up their home to us and planning on providing food for us while we were there. Because of the size of the island, you can see that's where Yap is located at.
You can't even see it.
I think I heard it's 39 square miles long, so if it's about 5 miles wide, it's only about 8 miles long. Because of the size of the island and the fact that only one airline flies to Yap, the cost of getting there is great. The price comes to just under $5,000 in airfare. Laura and I have considered this to be a great need in which we feel God is leading us to do. Mark is an occupational missionary, and I feel this will be the perfect opportunity to come alongside of him and take my occupation and use it for missions. We'd love to see y'all get involved in this missions project as well. Laura and I are planning on funding for as much of this trip as needed. If any of y'all feel led to help us out on that, we're not opposed. But most importantly, we need your encouragement and prayers as we get ready for this journey and while we are there in Yap. If you guys have any more questions or want to talk to us more about this, feel free to grab us afterwards. Thank you.